Are you flashing, Mr. President?
Yes.
Hold on, sir. I guess he wants you to hold on a minute, sir.
Oh, right, right.
Thank you. Hold on.
Ambassador?
Mr. President, good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I hate to hear you all got a little disturbance over there again. I see on the ticker you shot down a Pakistan plane this morning.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
One about 18 miles over your border. It is. Look, I called you about this message. We're going to brief at 10 and it'll be available at 12. I asked the State Department to get in touch with you. I don't know whether they have or not. But we'll send the message up today. And in effect, it says that we must take very prompt action to help in this emergency. And our best present estimate is that India needs deliveries of a neighborhood of 10 million tons of food this year, roughly 725 million. That 2 3/10 million tons worth 185 million already in the pipeline from a number of countries, including ours. But to keep the food in the pipeline, I'm making an immediate allocation today of 2 million tons worth 150 million to tide India over while the Congress acts. And I recommend the Congress approve a commitment to share fully in the international effort to meet India's remaining food grains deficit of 5.7 million tons worth about 400 additional million. To that end, I recommend the allocation of additional amount of food grain not to exceed 3 million tons, provided it is appropriately matched. I recommend that approximately 190 million additional from the commodity credit calendar 6 to 7 be used, that these funds, if allotted, will have to be replenished by appropriation. Fourth, I recommend your approval of an allocation of 25 million direct food commodities for distribution of CARE and other voluntary agencies to assist the government of India in an emergency feeding program, the drought areas. And we hope that other donors will accelerate their exports of fertilizers to India. And then it's a general message on everything from production of food to people. And it urges the other nations to join us. I think it would be helpful in your problems over there the next few days. At least I tried to word it that way, and if there's, I don't see anything in it that would cause you any problems, I think the 2 million allocation immediately would be helpful. And I would think that we could pass this by a pretty substantial vote. Way the Secretary of Agriculture and the others have been working at it. We have tried to get people like Cooper, and we're going to try to get Bunker, and we're going to try to get Galbraith, I don't know where he is, to get their friends in the various columns and newspapers and magazines to point out that this is kind of a multilateral operation, and we've asked other nations to join us. We're all working together. see if we can get a little sentiment. We think we can pass it without too great a difficulty in a rather short time, but that remains to be seen. But I thought I'll tell you about it before we call the briefing of the newspaper people, and I'll send the page out with a message right away. Are you going to State Department any time today?
Not today, Mr. President. I haven't been called today, but I was called in by Chief Rostow the day before yesterday. President, I'm most grateful to you for all the interest you've been taking. You have been absolutely marvelous, sending all these people right around the world and shaking up the other people. So, and we are really deeply grateful.
I think
what you're doing today, it takes us off the hook, gives us some stability. And I hope we'll be able to play our part and really get along.
Well, I think that the other people will want to, if they want to feel right by themselves, will want to help once they understand it. And I don't know any other way for them to understand it except try to shake them up a little bit. It takes a lot of effort sometimes, and we have some patience along with it. But I believe that when our Congress debates it, we're going to hold up the debate. Afraid some fool will come out, you know, there'll always be some of them want to impeach me and impeach you too. And so we're going to try to hold up the debate, just put out our side of it, the government side of it, hoping that we've written about 20 speeches and asked them all to come along and say that, but hoping that the opponents don't, we don't get the hearings until your election's over with.
Thank you, Senator. Our election is over.
Well, give my best regards to your Prime Minister. I got her letter last week, and I appreciate it very much. And in response to Mr. Rostow's visit, and I think this is the wisest way of going about it. I know all of you have doubts about some of my decisions sometimes, but I think that this will, in the long run, you'll see that it will be the best thing for all of us to do.
Thank you, Mr. President, and we'll try and get the other people our real fear, Mr. President, is that what the other fellows do is to, if they give us food or fertilizer or whatnot, they cut it off and not eat.
Well, we say in here, though, we say that must not be.
Yeah, that's the real danger. That is where we can
your help. We point out that this ought to be in addition to, we say India's off to a good start. Indian officials have warned hard work remains in reaching targets. What India has begun to do represents the growing realization of the developing world that long-term economic growth is dependent on growth in agriculture. I was trying to see the, there's a provision in here where we ask them not to let it affect the economic aid or substitute for it, that this must be in addition. And,
that's something that we write for important, because this really keeps our people alive. The economic aid gives them need by which they can keep themselves alive, which is much more important than one not living just here.
Let me see here. I'm trying to find this. Continue to press for multilateral efforts to participate, including the current negotiation established food aid program, international cereals arrangement. We shall continue our policy encouraging private capital technology to join the war on hunger. We shall press the creation investment guarantee fund of the OECD to encourage investment in agricultural industry developing countries. Make available to food deficit nations technology our sciences develop. producing fish protein concentrate, we should look to study the present science committee on the problem of food production. None of these steps can be as important as the resolve and performance. The Indian government is committed to a bold program of agriculture modernization. This program is the foundation for the entire international effort to help India. We believe a self-reinforcing process improvement is underway in India, affecting both agriculture techniques and government administration. On the basis of that conviction, we move forward to do our share on the Food for Freedom of 1966. I believe these proposals in our national interest. I believe they reflect the deepest purposes of our national spirit. I'm asking the Congress to people to join me in this effort and appeal to all the nations of the world that can help. I'm asking the Congress to consider thoroughly my recommendations to render its judgment. The executive branch and other nations to give full attention to the contributions the congressional debate may produce. There are many legitimate claims on our resources. Some may question why we devote a substantial portion to a distant country. The history of this century is ample reply. We have never stood idly by while famine or pestilence raged among any part of the human family. America would cease to be America if she walked by on the other side when confronted by such a catastrophe. The great lesson of our time is the interdependence of man. My predecessors and I have recognized this fact. All that we and other nations have sought to accomplish on behalf of world peace and economic growth would be for naught if the advanced countries failed to help feed the hungry in their day of need. And these facts draw into bold relief the two main thrusts in the offensive against hunger. First, the hungry nation of the world must be helped to achieve the capacity to grow the food their people need or to buy what they cannot grow. Second, until they can achieve this goal, the developed nation must help meet their needs by food shipments on generous terms. The level of food aid will decline as self-help measures take hold. Until that point is reached, food aid is the inescapable duty of the world community. Now, somewhere in here, I can't find it, but I say that this agricultural aid, must not replace our economic aid, but I just can't find it in here. That's what you're afraid of, isn't it?
That's right, President. That's what we're afraid of. That's it. The aid will keep us alive here, but make us give us more money next year. If that happens, that's the danger. I know the Americans understand it, you understand it. But the other countries are trying to raise money, you know, that's what they try to do. That's what they did last year, many of them. They cut it off for you.
Well, we hope not. We'll try our best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.